Yeah, hey, yeah, yeah, yeah. Peep when I talk, I'm coming, I reckon I'm blunt. Talk all that shit when I want, yeah. You know me, nigga, I stunt. Yeah, peep when I talk, I'm coming, I reckon I'm blunt. Talk all that shit when I want, yeah. You know me, nigga, I stunt, yeah. Hey, peep when I talk, I'm coming, I reckon I'm blunt. Talk all that shit when I want, yeah. You know me, nigga, I stunt, yeah. Hey, peep when I talk, I'm coming, I reckon I'm blunt. Talk all that shit when I want, yeah. Talk all that shit when I want, yeah. Hey.
We have a Kevy.
Yes, sir.
Ken.
Hello, hello.
And Mr. 954.
Boop, boop, boop.
All right. We continue in our conversation we had previously about friend zone. And we're going to parlay it into situationships.
Yes, sir. But for the viewers who don't know what the hell a situationship is, explain to them.
My explanation might not be what anybody else thinks, but...
We'll give them your spill on it.
A situationship is basically you're doing everything that you would do in a relationship, or almost everything, but you do not have the title. It could be friends with benefits. It could be out going out and doing date-like stuff, but that person is not calling you their girl. You can't call him your man, et cetera, et cetera.
Yo, Kev, this is blunt talk?
Yeah, this is blunt talk, my nigga.
All right, situationship is friends fucking.
But you ain't wrong. That's basically...
They don't always be friends.
What do you mean they don't always be friends?
Well,
it'll sometimes be a woman or a man that wants more, but the other person is not giving them what they want.
You're going to run that by me.
Yeah, you just lost
me. You're kind of lost me there.
You go out to meet somebody, y'all talking and vibing and whatnot. Mm-hmm. They could still go out and talk to anybody else they want, but you want them to only be talking to you. They're still doing all this, taking you out fancy places, buying stuff for you. But you know, they could do whatever they want with anybody else. You want to be the only one. They're not giving you that rate.
So a nigga is a simp then.
Or a woman.
That's crazy. So what you're telling me is a situationship is basically a simp who looking for more, but they can't get a title.
Don't always be that way, but that's one.
By the way, Ken, let me Tyler, I don't know. I'm with you.
Mr. 954.
That's a fuck up name, so I can just call you 954. So let me, I don't know if I know what a simp is. You know what a simp is?
No, I don't.
A simp is a clown who kisses the ground that's the person that they want walks on, and the person that they want is not given time of day.
Okay.
So basically, anybody that supports, let me not
it's
even
a pussy
get...
Whip.
Yeah, pussy whip. The person pussy whip, yeah. Okay. Basically. So I'm assuming that's what Skeep was talking about as a situationship. Are they healthy? Yes or no? Let me hear 954 to take on this one.
Yeah, 954.
You say if they're healthy?
Are situationships healthy?
Are they good for you or not?
They good for one person in the party.
Agreed.
It ain't good for the other one.
Why can't be good for both?
I mean, it all depends on the person. Like, if two people who that's what they're looking for, and they find it, then they're going to just keep it as that. But most of the time, it's just one person who wants it to be like that. The next person actually want a relationship. Like, they want to be tied down to the other person. But the person who don't want it, just want to keep it the way it is. And it's up to that person to, like, say they want to be in a relationship. So they kind of have the power. Unless the other person give them an ultimatum.
Why the fuck would you give somebody the power to try to dictate who and when or why you start the relationship? That's crazy.
You just said it. They want the person so bad that
they'll do anything for that person.
Yeah, I'm probably the Paulsons still
like
around.
A bitch to me.
They probably getting pleased in some way.
By the way, folks, welcome to Blunt Talk, and we're gonna keep it real.
Honestly, in a situationship, the two parties could be benefiting. Like, say, maybe they're not. Maybe the person is doing their own thing, but this person really only wants the emotional investment from this person, from them, from whoever they're talking to. So they might not be out and about, you know. They might be like a side thing, you know. You don't really show up with them, but the person coming home to them, spending nights with them, you know, giving them comfort and whatever. Mm-hmm. So they're getting something, even if they don't.
Yeah, they're getting they just a bad want fucking reputation. Okay. That's what they're getting.
This is my opinion.
How is it a bad reputation if they want to have that title though?
Of being a simp?
Yeah. You, obviously, you have to want that if you're continuing to do it.
You need a fucking stone to crash your head if that's what you think.
Yo, listen to this, right? I believe from my experience and what I've seen, most...
I like how you lead it off with my experience. Good.
most relationships started from a situationship. Because, you know our generation. You know, we
don't want to be our generation.
You know, we don't want like diving headfirst into a relationship at the time. You know? So, situationship is kind of like testing the water, in my opinion.
But that's what that's what taking people out on dates for, though.
Ah, but you see, if you do that, then there's a sense that, you know, I'm gonna be in a relationship. You feel me?
But then you should like be blunt and straight up with the person and say, "Hey, this McDonald's good, but we ain't doing nothing else."
Yeah, but sometimes.
Yeah, you like the McDonald's reference?
Sometimes people actually do that, you know. They will be like, "Oh, well, you know, I just want this from you, but it ain't gonna be anything else." But then that other person might be like, "Okay, sure," but then they will end up catching feelings for that person. Mm-hmm. So even though
that's where you nip it in the bud, though.
Understandable, but then that other person already have those feelings for.
Nah, you gotta cut it when it starts. Once you smell his feelings coming, you gotta be like, "Hey, yo, take that shit somewhere else."
No, not everybody could be as crass as you.
Exactly. There's other people that's very sensitive out there.
Some situationships lead to relationships. I've seen it multiple times. Man.
Exactly.
I've seen it multiple times. I like, yeah, like, eventually, in a situationship for a long time, doing whatever I'm doing, and then eventually... You realize you're spending so much time with this person that you might actually, you know, like the person for real and actually want to be in a relationship. Okay. So, like, a situationship could lead to a relationship, in my opinion. I've seen it, and that's how it'll be.
Okay, so is the end goal to get out of the situationship or to stay in that son of a bitch forever?
No.
Well, nobody wants to.
Sorry.
Situationship is funny because, like, nobody intends to be in a situationship for a long, long time. Like, situationship is like a feel good thing. Like, you're going through this, you know, with this person or whatever. Like, you just sometimes people just do it because they're bored, to be honest. Mm-hmm. But, like, but most people don't really go in a situationship to gain a relationship or stay in it for a long time. It's just like something to pass you by, you feel me? Like, just to kill some time or whatever, you feel me?
So, what you're telling me is, you don't intend to be in it forever, but it's just something to deal with for the time being.
Yeah. It could be similar to the friend zone with somebody. Like you want one,
if you're one in the friend zone, you might as well just say, "Listen,
like it's no like this, right? Ain't nobody wanna be lonely all the time. You want a little cuddle buddy, a little, you know, a little fuck."
So what are you hand for?
Huh?
It's not enough. What?
If only you know.
There's only so much you can do.
But yeah, man, you know, people, we human beings, man, we want physical touch, attraction. The good thing about a situationship, you could go in and then you could get out when you're ready. Feel me? Like, you're gonna be tired. We don't want to be lonely. You know. I guess sometimes it rainy, you want to be in the bed with somebody. cuddle up and thing, or, you know, do I thing. But then when I done, it's like, I please, you please. I gonna go my way, you gonna go your way.
Till, yeah,
you
Uber know, come outside, back. Just go ahead and...
Like, I gonna go out, I gonna go out with you in public, but, you know, we gonna keep it on the down low. Ain't nobody gonna know what we doing, you feel me?
To quote what I've heard a few women say, they want a body. They don't want just a toy, they don't want just a hand, they want a body to go along with, yeah. You know? And that's where the intimacy come from, you know, somebody to cuddle with after, you know, you have some fun.
Man, I get to that about our college life, man. Like, you get a lot of time, you in school, you in the dorm, and, like, you know, everybody with somebody, you want to be lonely all the time. But you might not want to be in a relationship. So you find you a person, whoever, I have a mutual agreement, whatever. Like, you know, this is what you're going to be, ain't going to get passed down. We're going to just vibe with each other. However happen, and then, you know, we're going to go our separate ways. I still vibe with you. We're going to keep on the down low. That's, you know, that's the beauty of situationships, man.
Now, I feel that's more friends with benefits. What are you saying, Ken?
I was going to say, now I have a question for you guys. How do you feel about if you're in a relationship now, but then still have a situationship?
Wait, what?
Hey, man, if you, it all depends on the person, man. If you could, I don't listen, man.
Nigga, it don't depend on you. You both to say I some bullshit. Listen, go ahead.
I will never recommend cheating, man. That's cheating. I don't recommend.
It's cheating.
I don't.
It's cheating.
I don't recommend, you know, broken relationships, man. I don't like that shit. But if you feel the need to do that, then you shouldn't probably be in a relationship.
Agreed.
And if your partner you okay with it, then you're in an open relationship and you're getting carded. Don't call no names on this motherfucker. Don't call no names in this bitch.
Call them names. That's that Jada and that Will love.
You know, Will and that Jada relationship, man. That's cool too. If that's what I want, and I talk about it, then
exactly.
Hey man, my part of I, man, are you living our best life?
But no, that's cheating, Ken. That's cheating. That's involving feelings, involving intimacy, involving physicalness. That's cheating.
Okay, so what if there's no intimacy?
Nah,
and
this is where we've butt heads before on this podcast, not Blunt Talk, but on the main podcast is where we saw differences. You see, when you're in a relationship and you have a situationship, even if you don't have intimacy, guess what? It's cheating because it is that emotional aspect. That's where it all starts from for me. It starts with that emotional, man. You know, this motherfucker really gets me, you know. So, man, you know, so, I can vibe with this nigga.
I don't agree with that because then if you say it like that, it's like, okay, suppose I just have a friend that gets me in that type of way, but I don't really have like that
urge to try to make it anymore.
Yeah, you can't say that's cheating.
Well, you got
that's just.
Then again, you gotta look at it from the other person's perspective. Are they gonna say, "Well, that's just a friend. Fuck it."
But then, suppose they don't see it that way, and they'd be like, "Oh, well, every person you talk to that you feel like you have a connection with, you want to be with that person, and that's not the case." So, how are you supposed to live your life just in a shell with them?
I'll be blunt. That person,
this
is blunt talk. That person, I'm assuming that the partner of the person, they're insecure. They have some insecure or some mistrust to the issue. They don't trust their partner to just be friends with whomever.
I was like that in high school. I didn't trust a nigga. I didn't trust anybody. You could ask Ken. She used to go to the same school. And I didn't trust a motherfucker. So. Especially if I had a girl. Shout, just joking. I ain't shouting you out, guys. This is fucking Blunt Talk. But yeah, I used to be like that. I grew out of it. Thank God I grew out of it. But I trust was a major issue for me back in the day. But I wasn't in a damn situation.
But I say this, though. Like, gender play a role because the way dudes handle things, a girl will handle something different. You feel me?
Most definitely. So
what Kenesha is saying, she probably thinking like a female perspective. You know, we know dudes, like we dudes, and we know how dudes to be.
Mm-hmm.
So we know dudes is dogs sometimes.
Same shit that if you try and tell a girl, you know, fucking listen. Yeah, I hear what you're saying.
So yeah, y'all could probably think it's an innocent relationship, and that's cool, you know. But she gotta realize that ain't the way the dude think. The dude trying, you know, dog you out.
But
that's all.
But I have to be on the side of the things. I feel the same way. I don't trust no man around my girl. But if my girl tell me ain't no vibes, ain't no problem,
still don't I'm trust going that to shit.
I gonna trust her. I gonna also have to trust her to tell me if that person is disrespecting our relationship in any way, like making flirtatious comments, trying invite her out to things that she shouldn't be going to as a somebody in a relationship, etc., etc. And then without me being involved, she should shut it down. And if she don't shut it down, then we have a problem.
Sean is like this. It's like this, right? If I see what I see in you, I know the next dude gonna see the same thing I see in you. That's how you gotta think about it, man. Like,
I notice, but I'm gonna still gotta trust my girl to do the right thing.
Yeah,
because you cannot censor and try to control every single friendship, relationship, whatever that your girl is going to have.
My boy, I agree with you. You ain't supposed to listen. Don't laugh. This long time. Keep it real. I agree with what you're saying. Can't try to dictate who their friends are, whatever. And yeah, I get all of that. Boy, don't get them girl too much credit. You know? Somebody girl, no offense. Somebody wrong girls are dude. They take.
And these are bees like a bro. I've seen enough X and XX videos to tell you. You nigga, yeah.
I've seen enough table and bullshit.
But yeah, man, like, I think dude is one of the. I think dude is more insecure than woman, to be honest, man. When it comes to these kind of things.
Yeah, I'm gonna stop you. You're right. You got a point.
When it comes to the opposite sex, yo, like, if you have a girl, you're not going to trust no dude, even if they're friends, like, but it's going to be in the back of your head, yo, like, she gonna give you all the confirmation. Yeah, it's my friend, it's my cousin, or
I don't trust them from the hecky thing.
This my.
We just we walk together.
We walk together or whatever. Whatever the case. Yeah, like lose more. We more. We don't trust, like, females handle that situation way better than us. I will be honest.
Not all the time.
You think so? Yeah. You think if you get a girl. And a girl come up to you and laughing and think she ain't gonna be in the back and I'm like, this guy gonna chop up this mother's skin soon.
Okay, you take it a little
too much. I gonna make her feel like she ain't got nothing to worry about.
Okay, so why she can't make you feel the same way?
Exactly.
Dude, I's a dude and dude's gonna be dude, man.
No, you see,
I agree with
you. We all know
y'all dudes are a little bit too sensitive, but then I want to say women are the sensitive ones. Like,
fine. Listen.
Be more I know dudes gangster than y'all.
I know when dudes are a little sweet talking to your girl, I will feel a kind of when he hit her with them lines or whatever, make her I feel special and them heck when I ain't around. That's when the moment of truth going to come out from my eyes. So I ain't even want to get to that point. Like, to be honest, I ain't even want to get to that point.
So that's going to happen. If your girl is as precious as you believe she is, that's going to happen regardless. Somebody is going to make a move. It's going to happen. So then, as a man,
have to make it known that, listen, if you and me, you understand that you for me and I for you, and you got to treat her to an extent, like, missing. He is the only one. And when they get that in their head, they're like, okay, I can't freak this up because this dude really care. So if any dude tried to approach, it's like instant, it should be instant shutdown.
I don't agree with that because some women ain't like that. Go ahead.
Let me hear from Ken.
Let me hear from you.
Because some women ain't like that. Because even though you give your all to this female and whatnot, in the back of some female minds, they'll be like, okay, well, he doing this, but at the same time, I like the attention.
Oh, I know a couple of females.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
From the past. I won't listen. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, this is a different kind of show. I won't go there. But go ahead.
Yeah, so like some females ain't gonna be us. You can't really say, you know, you gotta install in their head that, okay, I love you and I feel this way about you constantly. Because even though you could be doing that at the same time, you can't really change how they feel about like somebody else giving them other like attention and stuff like that.
Why that girl looking for the other attention?
Cause she like attention.
Fuck that noise. What?
I mean, it don't have to be like, it could be an insecurity thing, or they maybe didn't get enough attention before some in an old relationship.
You know, exactly.
But that's an old relationship. If you in this current one and you're getting what you're lacking, Kevin.
Why were you so mistrusting? Because you were fucked over, right?
Oh, hell yeah.
Exactly. So that continues. And that came from your last relationship.
And the funny thing is, right? The funny thing. Oh boy. I don't want me good at, man. But
anyway.
No. I was mistrusting. There was only. Fuck, I, nigga. Next question. Finna make me open up a can of worms. Then I got
Man 54. Man 54, you have something you were trying to say?
Man, I was going to say, to be in that situation, you got to have trust. And that's probably why I'm in a relationship right now. Because I don't have that level of trust yet.
Well, you still got to build the trust with the person that you meet. Or you saying
that's true.
You can't trust right off the bat or even 6 months a year.
I can't trust off the bat right now, man.
You know what I don't do? Which might be a little foolish. Maybe I shouldn't be putting this out. But what I don't do...
Just be on track, put that shit out.
Nah, it is. But when I meet somebody, I give them a lot of trust. And as time goes by...
You fucking up.
As time goes by, I let them whittle it down. Until, you know, I say, all right, I'm moving on. That's me, though, and that works for me. I got heavy. I could take shit. And I got a lot of patience. But that's for me. That works for me. That's been working for me.
Dog, it took me 4 years to learn how to try to trust somebody. It took me 4 years for that person to teach me how to trust people. Not the one that I had mistrust issues with. Fuck all that noise. I'm talking about currently. It took me 4 years sticking with one person to try to teach me how to trust. And I learned how to trust. But if this was Kevin back in the day, I don't know what trust meant.
The last girl I gave the benefit of the doubt, I get blocked. So fuck.
Sound like there's a story behind that.
I get blocked.
But how she just block you, sir? You
she find a man. She find a next man.
Yeah, we're in a relationship.
Who's in a situation?
Oh, you get caught. so then you can't feel no.
Yeah, you can't say nothing.
You get the benefit of the doubt in a situationship. You're wrong. You should have known what this was. You signed the paper. You signed the dotted line. You know what this was.
But the thing was, I was the one who was trying to hold on to the situationship. See, I want a relationship.
So you were simping. Got you, homie.
You can't always be thugger. Like, sometimes you fall for the person when you're in that situationship.
You were trying to make it a relationship.
Huh?
No, she wanted to make it a relationship. She wanted.
I was trying to. Get into that mode too.
But you were having fun.
And then she got your ass. I got you.
Nah, my girl wanted what she wanted.
She turned around and give you the 86, that whole dream you had. Got you.
And Domino's, what will I say?
You wait
long, you play around.
Put a quarter in your ass because you played yourself. Nigga get caught up in a situation, Joe. That's crazy.
Yeah, man, situationship is healthy, man. I feel like, you know.
It can be.
It can be, yeah. Like, both persons that play that role, man. You got to play a role.
But how you feel when she block you and she get mad?
I was mad.
Oh, so you... Oh, yeah, gotcha.
That wasn't healthy.
That's what I'm saying.
Hook, line, and sinker.
Say, when you're in this situationship, you're going to be like, yeah, we play our role. So sometimes you're going to end up falling for that person.
Hook, line,
and then
sinker.
When they card you now, you're going to feel hot.
I was mad because I lost my situation.
What you mean? You said I ain't a card?
No.
He is a lying
you
ass,
you were
dude.
Falling for that person, and then bam.
Then, man, listen. I was mad because I lost my situation.
Nah, you are mad
because if you could easily find somebody to replace that person.
I had where we was, man. And, you know, it just ended, man. So I dang, yo, like, I like what we had going on.
So how that person living their life now?
Me, you know, man. I got someone checking up on half of me.
Are you permanently black? Yeah. What you say?
Get somebody check.
Oh, God.
Hey, you the tax.
You see? Oh, man.
The cat was so good, now you stop him.
That's crazy.
That's crazy.
Nigga, you see, that brings it back to the same point we were saying earlier. This man wanted to keep what he wanted to keep. She wanted more. So he thought he was doing all the right things to keep her.
But that nigga,
she wanted more.
That nigga, that plan B came into full effect. And man,
she got a kid, man. I ain't trying to be no stepdad, man.
Hey.
He saw me.
You got some... You have some blunt taxi for real.
Hey.
Ain't nothing wrong with dating a woman that got a kid, you know.
Ain't nothing wrong with it, but at this point in my life, me really want that.
At this stage in your career, you try and play big. Gotcha.
Yeah, man.
Not fucking me.
Well, okay, so,
Why not?
Yeah.
I'm
happy where I is right now.
Man, I try and live my younger days, man. I try and live it up, man. I try and have fun.
Sometimes it's best to settle down when you're young. Yes, yeah, it's fun to go out and party and have this and that, but sometimes it's nice to, you know, find somebody nice. And
that's literally why I say the situationship. That's what it is. You don't want to be lonely all the time, but you also want to have your fun. You don't want to be tied down. You don't want to have no obligations to nobody. But at the same time, you still want them precious, like, moments where you with somebody. That's a situationship right there, man.
But you have to be clear with the other person.
Yeah.
Make sure you know.
Fuck all that noise. Situationships is not healthy. And if you in a situationship right now, anybody listening to the song right there, if you're in a situationship, do me a favor. Stop and think. Is it worth it? And what if I doing in my life? You feel me?
And if you feel it is worth it and you're doing good in your life, do what the fuck you want. Exactly. That's Kevy's opinion.
At the end of the day, do what you gotta do, you know, but at the same time, shit.
Everybody ain't built for a relationship yet, man. Like, you gotta realize, man, like, everybody ain't built. You don't wanna get in a relationship and you're miserable. Everybody ain't built for a relationship. That's why you be seeing people angry and upset at their partner and things. Because they ain't ready for a relationship. So that's how I feel, you know?
I have a question for everybody.
Oh, what God, you're laughing.
Is the whole phase a real thing?
Oh, yes. Yep.
Was it what?
The whole phase. Yep.
When was or what was?
Is it?
Is the whole phase a real?
Is the whole phase?
Yes. Yep. You know, we have to go out and soil your royal oats. You know, just have a lot of fun.
I believe it is.
Let me tell you something.
Yeah, it sounds like 954 out there doing that.
The question was, what is the whole phase, like being a whore? Is that a real thing? Let me tell you something about Kevin. Welcome to Blunt Talk, by the way. It's your boy. Let me tell you something about Kevin. The longest relationship I've been in is the current one, which is 4 years. And that's a record for me. But the second longest was about a year. And then we went again for like a couple months, and then that was that. So let's say a year and a half. After the first one, you know what? Listeners, I've changed, and I'm happy. I'm a happy man. Yes. But after that first one, the whole phase is definitely real because I became a raging whore.
Heartbreak will turn you like will make you get the whole phase.
I was just going to say that.
Yeah, I would. Listen, that's, I wrote my first song due to a heartbreak.
That's one of the ways you could gain a. There's a couple ways you could gain the whole phase. One is heartbreak. Two is like you get your first taste of freedom or whatever.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So like if you're with your family, your parents or whoever.
Oh,
whoever.
That's the biggest culprit of being a. That's the biggest culprit.
That's why most whole phase are happening when people like in college or whatever, like. You know,
yep.
So, yeah. You go out to college and you pop that pussy for anything. Oh. For a bag of Skittles, you do what you gotta do.
Okay, you got a little too far.
Hey. That's what some of them girls is. When they smell that freedom, they run out there like they never see food before. So much dick, I need it all.
All right.
Dudes be like that, you know? Dudes be like that.
So much dick, I need it all. That's fucking no.
Come on.
Once you get your first taste of that, that's it, yo. Like, that's one all you time. Want.
One that's all you want. All the varieties that you can
Holy
get.
Holy shit. This pussy is amazing. There's more? I need to go find them all.
Man, you sound like a pedophile right now. You sound like a full face. You sound like you're a pedophile.
Dog, you just said when they go and they get a first taste, yeah, not so?
Yeah, but it's what you see. It's what you see.
You stupid bud.
I don't agree because I don't agree.
Come on, you know it's true.
I was a respectful whore, though.
We asking, is it?
This last thing is a respectful whore?
No, I was telling you, I was after that one heartbreak, I guess, and then I became a whore for that time being. I was a respectful whore. I would listen. Let me tell you
How
something.
How are whores respectful?
I would ask, like, you know, you seeing somebody, and be like, yeah, be like, oh, that's cool. I wish I had a best, you know. But, and then I hit them with the butt, and the butt would have taken away. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, that's how it is.
That's not respectful.
That is respectful.
That is no respect.
I told them I wish them
respect
the best.
Respect would have been like, okay, well, you know, good luck on your relationship. Holler at me when you're single.
Gave them luck, though.
And then you jumped right into
the pool. You said she told you she's in a relationship?
Yeah, I told him what I got to do with me?
But that's respectful.
You sound like a professional, man.
Lord, what does that got to do with me? It's up to her. It's up to her. She going, once you say that, it's up to her. She going to decide what happened after that. Like, but after your relationship, if when you know whole phase, your relationship ain't got nothing to do with me. That's
ladies and gentlemen, let me just put my car. I gotta keep giving my disclaimer out. I don't do them shit now. I am a good guy, happy guy, but back in the day, I did some shit.
When you're in the whole phase, somebody relationship, your response going to be is what I gotta do with me, and it's up to the person. It's up to the person when you take away, however the person take that. That's going to tell me what happened after that.
It's a question. Some people that believe they have had their whole phase. Some people feel you cannot have a long-lasting relationship until you have had your whole face.
That's fine. Well, that's true. Because look at me.
It depends on the person. It depends on the person.
I mean, I agree. It depends on the person. But for the average person, you know, you maybe, let's say the first person, the first or the second person you've been with is the person, that's the only person you've ever been with. And y'all married and things. And next thing you know, some guy come along, all you gotta do is smell good, and bam. I just going off an example I either see on TV or some shit. But yeah, it could take something easy to set the person off.
It have some truth to that, but it also depends on like the person itself, like how mature you is, like do you really in love with your partner or whatever. Like if you went in love with your partner, but you like do this in a relationship or whatever, but you don't really care about your relationship to that point, then yeah, you gonna entertain that because you're not invested into your relationship.
Okay. So since we're being blunt, I'm gonna give an even more blunt example. You'll be with one person, and the penis smile. So they don't get the satisfaction as much. They gotta do all kind of other crap. And next thing you know, some guy come across with gray sweatpants, and I get into the more detail than that. But yeah, they start fantasizing, and next thing you know, bam.
That's funny.
Again, I mean, this is an actual example that I have actually been told. When something apply, I will bring it up. Don't worry.
Holy shit.
But yeah, shit like that don't happen.
Yeah. Hey. Yeah, that's true. That happened a lot of times. However, like she just wanna have fun. That's why I believe like for the average person, you gotta get your whole face through it to be really like settled down. Because once you go through your whole phase, for the average person, not everybody. Once you go through your whole phase, you really appreciate one person.
Mm-hmm. Even if they did a piss you off.
Because when you go through your whole phase, a lot of drama will come with that, man. Like managing people, you feel me? But like once you go through that, you really learn to appreciate one person. And like,
if they had other things, so you can appreciate. Even if one thing isn't as great, you can appreciate everything else.
And yeah. I, this is maybe just me, but I don't think that the whole phase necessarily comprises itself of only fucking. I think it just, I think it could mean, like, you know, you talking to several other girls at one time. I might be wrong. I might just fucking, but I just think that's what it is. I think there's more levels to it.
I think that's possible. I will honestly say I have not seen that, but I do think that's possible.
You could be a hoe and talking to a heap of girl, but really trying to break their walls.
Then you're not a hoe then. You just very.
So what's your what's the criteria for being called a hoe?
You mean going through the whole phase or being called a hoe?
Being called one.
I'm gonna let Kevin take this one first.
For a dude, you're a hoe if you got a lot of women and you fucking. For a girl, I guess is you're considered a hoe if you got a lot of dudes fucking.
I have a definition.
Let me hear.
I don't know if I agree to it.
Probably not.
I believe you're a hoe if somebody else could talk you into fucking them. Not because you want to, but because they talk you into them.
Because their game so straight, their macking level is like level 100. You talking boss level.
You know,
you didn't gotta be a boss, bro. Like you gotta be like, but
if your panties get sweet talker from an average, okay, go ahead and continue.
For example, let's say I see a girl, right? And I think I attracted to her, whoever, and I want to smash whoever.
But she don't necessarily want to. If I could go up to her, sweet talk her, and make her feel like she want to, like, you know, smash and thing, fuck me, then I consider that a hoe, because she didn't really want to. She didn't have the intention, but I talk her into it.
We treading on some dangerous line right here, because on one hand, it could be seen that the girl is just promiscuous. She has a healthy sex life. On the other hand, what y'all that's say, what? Thank you for your opinion.
Have a healthy sex life.
So having multiple partners.
A man could have multiple partners, and a woman could have a woman could have sex with two men. Maybe within a month thing. A man could have sex with 20 women. You, Kevin, might not call both of them home. But society, they not call him nothing. They're going to call him the biggest, the Dan.
Exactly.
But she a hoe. But wait, I try. Let me see what I got to say. We treading on a dangerous link. According to what 954 just said, that could be seen as coercion, persuasion, especially if she told you no.
No, she said no.
She said
no. Is this the way she coming into it? She didn't say nothing. She said nothing. Like,
nigga, you didn't give that in your exam.
You right. I gotta be careful how I say
it. Yeah, clarify that shit.
I can say this. If I could talk you into, like, if any dude could just talk you into want to have sex with them, then I feel like that's being a hoe.
I disagree.
I gotta pull you back on that. That's some kind of inaccurate.
I don't know what a hoe is, honestly. A whore is somebody that sells a prostitute. Do we still call them whores? I don't know. A hoe? I try to be politically correct, but I should just be blunt.
Multiple parties or whatever? I don't know.
Yeah, but... Okay. This is going to be different for everybody, in my opinion. But me personally, if...
According to Urban Dictionary.
Urban Dictionary. What are you these saying?
According to Urban Dictionary, a hoe is a fine ass dick sucking love cock loving female.
You lie. You say that for real?
On everything I care about, that's what it says a hoe is.
Alright, I gotta say this. As long as the person is practicing healthy, safe sex, and then they ain't a hoe.
What? So okay, they could be practicing healthy, safe sex, but having sex with multiple people, that's not considered a whore?
They're having fun.
Wow.
As long as everybody know what's going on and nobody pushing, you know?
Oh, man, that's funny.
Can you stop me at
all? Wait. We have a lady in the chat. What is a hoe to you, Ken?
I think to me, like, for me to call somebody a hoe, I feel like you having sex with multiple people will consider you a hoe to me. And I don't mean like, okay, like, you had sex with one person for, like, maybe, like, 2 years, and then, like, down the line, you had sex with somebody else, like, 3 years later or something like that. I mean, like, okay, week one, I had sex with this person, and then next week, I went with somebody else, and then the next week, going with somebody else, and next week, going with somebody else. Like, I have no problem with you, like, being open with your sexuality, and you want to experience all kind of things like that. Like, I live for that, but don't take it to the point where it's like you have so much body counts on yourself.
I don't even think it's that.
So a woman, or a man can have 300 to 500 body counts. That makes them a whole.
No. Let me tweak what you're saying a little bit. In the body count is how many people you're entertaining at the same time. I feel
no, because you could you don't have to be in a relationship, but you, well, I mean, I guess you should. Not really, but you could be talking to somebody, but you don't have to sleep with them.
Yeah, that's just entertain. Based on what you say, I'm going to tweak it a little bit. If you entertaining multiple people at the same time, then that could be considered being a hoe. Because
I don't feel that way, because you have, like Sean said, you have to explore your options. You don't know what you like from what you don't like, so you have to keep your options open. Yeah,
but
now,
isn't that
keep your legs open for them, but have at least your options open to be like, okay, well, you know, I'm talking to this person. Right. Okay, I like this.
Okay, so based on what you say, listen to this scenario, right? So I feel like, yeah, keep your options open, but don't entertain multiple people at the same time. You can entertain somebody. If you're feeling gonna walk, all right, move on, boom. But if you're entertaining multiple people at the same time, let's say a girl entertaining like four dudes at the same time, right? She chilling with a dude, right? They vibing, doing whatever. They could be out, going on a date. They could be in the bed or whatever. And at the same time she doing that, her phone blowing up with the next dude trying to see what's going on. Like, actually, like, trying to manage everything at the same time. You with a dude, but another dude texting you or whatever. And you got to manage all of that. You got to juggle all of that.
That's being a hoe.
Because you entertaining multiple people at the same time. It's all about timing. If you with a different person every single time, then that's different, because like you probably keeping your options open, testing the waters. But if you're doing it all at the same, everybody at the same time, that's kind of whole tendencies to me.
Yeah, if you have an appointment one after the other, that's whole mentality.
Exactly, but I don't know. It has its good and bad. Let's leave it at that.
Yeah, everybody's not going to agree.
Yeah. Hey, man.
All right, guys.
Kevin, quiet, man.
Yeah, Kevin, what you doing?
Are you listening to what the hell I said? I didn't tell her, well, who is it?
All right. Whatever the next thing is, Kevin.
Well, we're going to close it out soon, man. Let's bring it back a little bit, though. Woman. That, okay, we were talking about this earlier, but let me try pick my brain. Okay, so I was with somebody, and oh yeah, we were talking about girls liking attention, you know, even when they have a partner who doing everything that they're supposed to do. And Ken, she touched on it, you know, they were in a relationship, or they grew up their whole life not really getting attention. So even if they're getting it from their partner, when somebody else starts to give them a little attention, you know, they gravitate to it, or they like it, so they want some more. I was dating somebody. She was in a relationship with somebody. She had her male friends. Now, I was okay with her having male friends, because I have lady friends. So I would try to, you know, be open to that. But what I didn't like is, say she posts a picture or anything like that, they're going to comment and say, you look nice. Or et cetera, you look sweet. You know, outfit look good on you. Instead of saying thanks, you know, thank you, moving on, they're going to say, oh, for real? Why you think so? That's like flaunting. That's like asking for more.
I sound like a bitch. Somebody get that.
That this person, they did not get much attention in their life. They didn't get much compliments in their life. So all the stuff that I believe I was doing,
it wasn't even enough for her.
Apparently.
That's insecurities, man.
Yes. That's everybody has some form of insecurity. everybody.
It's just like what her name is, Stephen Curry's wife. Remember the little story with her? How she feel like she don't feel good about herself.
Like guys should holler at her husband.
Like she questioned herself because she stopped getting attention from other guys.
Sure, I can actually look at the bank account. Anyways, go ahead.
You have a successful husband who love you and care for you, but not enough.
That's so kind of like that. Okay. So is that Steph's fault? Is that Curry's fault for not giving his wife attention?
No, because obviously the females that are attracted to him, obviously they want one thing. They want the money. But for her, I feel like... she sees this like constantly. And it's like, I don't think most females are like that. But some females just, they kind of feel...
Nah, I would say this, yo, and tell me if I'm wrong. I don't think I'm wrong, but I tell me if I'm wrong. Females could be in a relationship, but they still want to know that they're being looked at.
And you're not wrong, because some females are like that.
Like, they like the fact that people are, like, paying attention to them. Guys, like, in a sense, like...
Yeah.
She could be in a relationship, but she still like the feeling of being, you know, looked at or watched or whatever.
Right.
Tell me if I'm wrong. I'm wrong?
No, you're not wrong.
You're not wrong. And I try to avoid those, honestly. I want her to know. I want her to be able to go out and feel confident and pretty and all that day without even needing me to say it. I want her to believe it. I want her to herself to believe it. Are you laughing at that?
You know what it happened.
Nah, I can't laugh because I immediately poke up and I had the stuff that coming out of your mouth.
Go ahead. So, I want a woman with confidence. That's a problem?
Hell nah. If you are confident, you got a wall.
That's all I say.
Would you let your girl go out in some pom-pom shots if she feel confident in the pom-pom shots?
That's a next topic. Me personally, no. That's guy insecurity now.
So would you let your girl go out in some pom pom shots if she said, I feel confident? Me personally,
you already
give me the answer. The answer is no. Fuck no. So we agree.
That's us though.
That's more than an insecurity.
There ain't no such thing. That ain't no insecurity. That's being, hey, you're confident, but you're pushing that shit a little bit too far.
Hey, but like maybe it's a
let me hear you spin this.
It's a portrayal factor. He don't want his girl portraying something out there like, oh, she dressing like this. She probably a slut or whatever, you know.
But she
that could be it too.
But she tell you that she confident in the pom pom shirts. You gonna let her go out?
But no.
You want to support and listen. I'm all about supporting your significant other. You're supposed to do that. It's your job. You're mandated to do such, especially if you care about the person. However, if she tell you that, hey, babe, I feel confident wearing these pom-pom shorts to make me feel good. It makes me feel, you know, it makes me feel a little bit better about myself. Your answer is?
I ain't making you feel good enough.
Oh, so, okay. Okay.
But then
you're telling me that's a little insecure, though.
If that's the reason.
Why are you questioning if I don't make you feel the same?
Let a man talk.
He just said that kind of sounded like an insecure thing. Yeah, but
he has something else. Let me hear it.
That's what I was going to say. If that's her response for dressing that way, then I'm going to be like, so I ain't making you feel good enough? If that's her response to dressing the way you say she's going to dress, then... That's an issue because you saying I ain't giving you enough attention, enough love, and that's the reason you're dressing like that to go out. So you looking to get what the rest that I ain't give you.
No, you see, there's limits to everything. I gonna kind of parlay to something else, but when you meet a woman and she dressing conservatively or she dressing a lot of skin, whichever one attract you to her. When I start getting together, let's say she's somebody who dresses in pom-pom shirts. You met her and pom-pom shots. You don't expect her to keep wearing pom-pom shots? While y'all together?
I gotta say this. I personally want a girl who could do it all, man. Who could switch up. You feel me? That's what I want. So I want a girl who could wear pom-pom shots in the house. But like, but like, I want her to like have... I want her to mix it up. You feel me? So she could dress conservative. She could dress a little revealing. Like, that's my preference. I don't want a girl who dress conservative all the time. Cause I want to look at her too. You feel me? So I don't want.
Then what the fuck you doing home then?
Huh?
What you doing home then? You ain't looking at her when you home?
No. Man, I want to look good next to my girl when I going out. So
she got to look a certain way for her to look good. Damn, that's sounded like.
I want my girl to do a mixture. I don't want her to do one only. You feel me?
I see.
If I going out, if we going to like a party or not even a party, like a big event or whatever, I dress in nice, I fly, have everything on, I looking good. I have on my best fit. She gonna be next to me. I wanna put on her best fit too. And if it's a little revealing, then that's fine with me, cause she with me.
Yeah, but then you have other guys watching, huh?
Yeah, but
you'll always be around, huh?
Dude's going to watch regardless, but they watching her next to me.
And yeah, but you always be around.
And when you go take that piss, then what?
And somebody going to find your girl and you come back.
Them cleavage, yo. Let me tell you something about them. Let me tell you something about those things. Then what? You come back and it's, you know, and he was just trying to tell me it's nothing. Then you get your ass bust.
Well, we already have trust in each other already.
Oh yeah, okay. That's cool vibes.
That's a horrible way of looking at it, Tyler.
Sean, I gotta ask you a question because you probably gonna be a little bit more objective to this. Like, I know you probably don't want like dudes talking to your girl or whatever, but in some cases, wouldn't you feel kind of good that other dudes trying to talk to your girl, like they want what you have, so they kind of make you feel like boost your ego a little bit.
What?
So I got my girl for years now, and we go out, and I chilling with her. A couple dudes were like, "Damn, the man giving her compliments and this, that, and the other," and I sitting to the side like.
That's my girl, man.
You know how it is, man.
Listen. I know you're gonna feel good if she shut it down in front of you, though.
Of course I will. Yeah, because then I know where she at. I know who she for. But you think I'm gonna sit to the side and be like, "Yeah, man, that's my girl. Look at that again, and them dudes all the fun. Look at that. Yeah, that's my girl." Fuck no, that's not what will happen. You know what you mean?
Then you supposed to go and stop her.
To answer your question, 94, no, that shit ain't gonna boost me, ego. That shit gonna piss me off, especially if they know that she here with me. Now, what Kev just say? She need to. If I there, if I around, regardless wherever it is, it could be miles away. She need to shut it down. She need to shut it down.
Don't entertain it for 5 seconds. Don't entertain it for 2 minutes. Shut it down right
and
away.
If I am there and I'm right next to them, they could compliment, they could say whatever, especially if she looking real nice. But there's a level of respect in the way that they may say things just in the way that they say things and how they say it.
Yeah, if you approach the girl and say, "Man, wow, that dress looks really good on you, man. It really makes you, it brings out you. It looks, makes you look good." I'm like, "Okay, cool."
Ain't no guy gonna say that.
I'm giving an example. If they do that, yeah, I'm like, "Okay, that's cool. That's cool. They respect that. The dress does make her look good. It brings out the best in her. I respect that."
Now they come back around.
If you pull up like, "Fuck that," nah, you only get the one shot. You try to swing around again, you meeting me this time.
Yeah, exactly.
No, That's a respectful way to politely compliment the girl that I'm with. Cool. Now, if you approach and say, "Wow, what ass fat in the back? What you to do with that?" I'm like, "Dog,
that's some disrespect. That's fighting words.
You got a dry pan, I slap."
Like that, what you doing?
He trying you at that point.
Yeah, what piss me off anymore? She start giggling.
He's a nervous type.
If he do that, he ain't complimenting her. He trying disrespect you. That's there's a difference. If a dude so blunt in front of you, it's not about complimenting her. It's about dissing you.
Trying to pull you down and show that he's an alpha, so that she will go with him.
Oh, yeah. Well. So who jab it to shut it down? You or her?
No,
I mean, you gotta do it. You gotta do it for a respect factor, because he don't diss you in front of her, and if there's people are wrong, you gotta. That's at that point you gotta.
By him doing that, is an automatic alright. We got brawl. We gotta take the shit outside.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
So she can't she can't be like, whoa, not in front of my man.
Not in front of my man.
Yeah, but so she could say that and then be like, you know, fuck you. And then I start fighting. So
either way, somebody else got
to get either way. It don't matter if she stick up for herself or for your relationship. Just how men are in general, they'll be like, oh, well, you look good, or they say what this and that, you're like, okay, well, thanks, but I have a man. But like, okay, I don't care. Like, that happened many times to me. And you just have to do what you gotta do.
Somebody was catching a 9-piece sandwich meal, I could tell you that for sure. 9-piece with a side biscuit and cool Coke on the side.
And that kind of situation, what I would prefer, I ain't saying this will happen, because I don't know if I'm mature enough for this, but what I would prefer is some dude come up disrespecting me by saying some shit to my girl. I am going to step in and say, what the fuck wrong with you? Or some similar epithet. And my girl, what I would prefer her to do is say, hey, babe, don't even worry about it. And then she grab up on me and you know, kiss up. Then it depends where it go from there.
Oh yeah.
Is either I gonna come straight and, you know, punch him in his face, or I would do that.
So you rather approach the situation, say, yo, what the hell are you dealing with, and have the girl be like, yo, calm down, and then you know, she start giving you some affection. That's the ideal situation.
Yeah, I'd rather her diffuse it instead of the opposite of diffuse.
Let me know when that movie come out, okay?
Like I say, I don't know if I'm mature enough to do that. I probably go straight for the punch or kick.
I want to hear Kinesia. If a girl, okay, this happened to me once. I was going out with this girl, right? This was like our first time going out, whatever. I went to the movies, and
go ahead and shout her name out. Nah, don't do that, man.
So we were going up to the counter to get a popcorn and the food and all of that. So the one of the girls who walk in behind the counter, she compliment me on my shirt. She say, "Oh, you got a nice shirt. I like that shirt we gave from blah blah blah." I was like, "Yeah, thanks. I gave from so and so." And when we leave to go in the movie, she would say, "Oh, she didn't like that, whatever, that she complimenting your shirt in front of me. Like, you don't see me right here next to him, and you're gonna just compliment, like, you feel me?" So in my head, it wasn't a big deal, cause like a shirt, you feel me? Mm-hmm. So I want to know if it's a difference for like a female, like any compliments where like, yeah, you mad?
In that situation, I don't really see like a problem, but if they stepped out of line, then of course, yeah, it would have been a problem.
Big homie.
I got a question. Go ahead. If, I agree with Ken. But if, let's say, Tyler had a, I mean, 954 had a big ass, had a big ass smile on his face. Hey, your name don't get called nothing. let's say he had a big ass smile on his face and he was blushing, you know, to have this girl come and talk to him and say, he have an nice shot to make him look whatever. Would that be a problem?
Yeah.
Were you blushing? I would have been smiling.
Because you said smiling and you're blushing. So that means...
I would have been smiling and blushing, not because of what she complimented me, because I know what's going to happen next. I know what's going to happen next. I can be smiling and blushing because I know she finna catch it.
I just say thanks, man. Like, you know, it wasn't even a big deal to me. I just say, oh yeah, thanks. I get from this place or whatever. And she's like, okay. So like we was going, she was like, so that girl didn't just see me next to you and she gonna just sit there. Like, so that, she said that she actually tell me because this was our first encounter, like our first time going out. She said she didn't want to put a bad impression. So she said if it wasn't our first time together, she would like say something.
That girl sounds very insecure.
Let me ask him, a boy. Let me ask you, when the girl gave you the compliment, you said she would, when the girl gave you the compliment, did she hop over the counter and suck your dick? Sorry. So then there was no issue then. Okay. Just
got it. I say it wasn't an issue. But I just want to know. I asked Ken. I actually, what a female thinking in that situation?
The insecure. That's it. You don't need to ask another woman. The insecure.
Yeah.
But yes, guys, we've had a good talk tonight.
This is we gotta see this for part two.
We're gonna definitely have a part two.
When I go ahead and record it, man.
What?
When I go ahead and record it.
We ain't finished yet.
Aye.
You hella retarded. You can go ahead and end this bad boy.
Hey. Anyway. So, hey, guys, this has been another episode of Blunt Talk with Kevy, Ken, Mr. 954.